Good morning, everyone. Chris Moore here, the Frederick Golf Guy, your humble hacker of the fairway airwaves. I'm really excited to be back for year 14 of the Frederick Golf Guy on WFMD, and glad to be joined again by my co-host Bob Miller as we look at everything golf in Frederick County and beyond. Coming up on today's show, we're going to visit another of Frederick County's premium courses. And this week in golf, another new winner on tour, but this one paid his dues. We'll have all that and so much more coming up.
It's time for the Frederick Golf Guy, brought to you by GolfFrederickMD.com, by Barley & Hops, Maryland's first and only female-owned brewery, and by Potomac Legal for aggressive representation. Now, let's get ready to tee it up with the Frederick Golf Guy, Chris Moore.
You're going
to
beat me? The golf?
This is Chris Moore, and welcome to the show. Earlier this week, we visited PB Dye Golf Club in Iamsville and spoke with GM and head professional John Lesage.
This week's featured course is PB Dye Golf Club in Iamsville. This PB Dye design opened in the late 90s and has continued to be one of the top courses in Frederick County. And we're joined today by the general manager, John Lesage. John, thanks for being with us today.
No problem, Chris. Thanks for having me.
I'll tell you, the design of this course has kind of softened a little bit. I know you guys have been trying to get away from the 2007 Golf Digest article, 26th toughest course in America. Talk a little bit, John, about some of the changes you've made to help soften the course.
Absolutely. Our superintendent, Chris Navin, is from Bully Rock, a Pete Dye course. PB, obviously, is Pete Dye's son. And Chris right away noticed, you know, it's such a fun golf course, and it's not fun getting beat up every time you go out and play. Turtleback greens and stuff like that, and countless bunkers. So what we've done to make the course a lot more playable, make it easier, make it more fun, is the greens are so undulated that we don't need to make them as fast. We don't need to make them as hard as they used to be. When we first opened as one of the premier courses in 99, they were firm, fast, no collars. We've added collars. We've made them more receptive. We still have them fast. We can make them as fast as we want, but we just choose the time to do it. For the daily play, we'd like to keep them a good speed, but fair.
And I know one of the things that is the direct result of a course playing too hard is that your weekend rounds end up being 5+ hours, and nobody likes to spend more than 4.5 hours on a golf course. Personally, I like to spend about 4 hours on a golf course or less.
True. Our goal, and I try to educate our guests, is if you play before 9 o'clock, we want you to get around about 4 hours, 4 hours and 15 minutes. Occasionally, when someone might slip in there that doesn't quite get the message, but we help them along with it gently. And that's pace of play.
Nice way to put that, gently.
Yeah, gently, yeah. But, you know, you actually, you know, don't mean to go off on a tangent, but I'm very involved with pace of play. And you have to actually do something to make a change, and you have to figure out how to do it nicely because you got 200 other people out there. But going back to pace of course conditions and making it easier and pace of play, basically what we're after is a fun golf course that's fair, and we're getting it and people are loving it, and I'm hearing that word fun a lot, and it's really, it's interesting. It makes my job enjoyable to have people smiling. And
I know when you have somebody come in and they're scowling because they just took a triple bogey on a hole, yeah. That doesn't make it too happy. Now, I think one of the things that you said is that you removed a number of bunkers.
We have, you know, it for me to pinpoint every bunker would be crazy. It seems like we've done a couple every year. I've only been here about a year, but that process started about 2009 through 2010 of removing bunkers. We still have plenty of bunkers, but you know, it can get a little brutal when you're stuck with that 80 yard bunker shot. And we pretty much got rid of all those bunkers out there. The bunkers we left are very fair. We just put new sand in over the winter. And
nice.
Yeah, it'll take about, you know, 5-6 months before it settles down and the sand is the top grade that you can buy.
And I know that a lot of times just being able to hit out of some fluffy sand is just a different experience for us all.
Yeah, some people don't really like that, and I like it a little bit, even as a pro. I like it a little firmer than too fluffy, but it's starting to pack down a little bit.
Yeah, and I think, too, that it's one of those things where It sure beats the heck out of hitting out of concrete. So
yes, that's a good point.
All right, let's talk a little bit about some of the other changes. I know you've got a lot, and you haven't finalized all of your plans, but you have a number of different things you have going on. Tell us a little bit about what some of those are.
Yeah, well, we're always interested in having people utilize the facility, especially local Frederick people, anyone really, but we want people to come here and have a meeting. We don't necessarily charge for all that. We want people to enjoy our facility, maybe have lunch. We're moving more to like a gastro pub, getting some nice local beers involved. And basically, we want to have open arms. If we just try to survive on golf alone, it's a tough industry. We have a lot of weddings and bar mitzvahs and around 100 to people, 125. We can rent tents and stuff. Ultimately, we're going to build a banquet hall, which will be able to hold 300 people.
Nice. That's a good size one.
Yeah, we just...
I just hope that I don't have to pay for a wedding at a place like that.
We'll hook you up, okay? I don't know how many daughters you have, but we'll take care of one of them. But, you know, it's a beautiful place. You're overlooking, we got a waterfall, we got Sugarloaf Mountain. We're getting more leagues. We actually are encouraging league play out here. We just signed up the Spring Ridge League, which is great. 44 guys every Wednesday for 18 straight weeks.
That's great.
And that helps our grill business. Mm-hmm. And we got
I know that that I have traveling leagues. You're only one of only 10, but
yeah.
That's good. I mean, it really looks like things are coming around here, and I am looking forward to my time where I'm going out right now to play some golf, and I'll check back in with you after the run. We've skipped forward to the seventh hole. It's a 485-yard par 5 from the gold tees. And we're joined, as always, by Dwayne Withers, my good buddy. Dwayne, what a great tee ball this is. My favorite part of this is the only ball that you can actually see your ball land on the front nine when you hit your tee shot,
yeah,
other than the par three.
Absolutely, Chris. I love this par 5. It's such a risk-reward. If you can, hit that tee shot down the left-hand side. Maybe even catch the mound on the left-hand side, which will ricochet it off back towards the fairway, and find a fairly flat lie. Even if you're in the rough a little bit, it gives you that possible green light to take it across the ravine, down through the woods, and onto that beautiful two-tier green in front of us.
And the great part about this first, your tee shot here, is that if you hit it a little bit right, it'll go back to the left, and if you hit it a little bit left, it'll come back to the right, right back into the middle of this this big fairway. And when you're inside, I think my number is like 220. If I'm inside 220, I'm going to go for it. I might not be able to reach the green, but I'm going for it.
And, you know, your miss here, if you're going to go for it, is short and to the left. You can aim a little further left than you think. There's a wide area opening down there that will receive balls and not throw your ball in too bad of an area, but don't go right on that second shot.
And most people are going to have to lay up on this second shot, and they're going to need to lay up to, I always say, try to hit it just over that 150 marker.
The ball will roll out.
And the ball will roll out and down. So you've got just a wedge into this green, and it's a huge green, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. Pins back right. It's a real tough hole to get at.
It certainly is. Let's hit some tee balls here. It's the 485-yard par 7. Par 5, seventh hole at PB Dye Golf Club. Okay, Dwayne, we've skipped forward now to the ninth hole. It's a 378-yard par 4 down the hill and back towards the clubhouse with a gorgeous view. Let me tell you, the most important thing is to maybe hit one club less here and keep your ball left.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything on the left-hand side, even if it hits the rough, is going to ricochet back towards the center of the fairway. I've many a time hit a ball which I thought was way too far left and then come over the hill and found it right in the center.
And it's also a much better angle into this green. You've got the water on the right-hand side that it shares with the 18th green. There's a bunker that kind of guards the green on the right-hand short side of the green. And there's but I'll tell you, your miss has got to be left here, because if you're right, you're in the wah-wah.
And we're a little bit short. You know, it's got a fairly decent hill in front of it. That if your ball does hit short and doesn't pitch forward and jump up on the green, it's usually not that difficult a third shot to try to get up and down.
It's not a very wide green, but it is a long green from back to front. So make sure you're taking enough club to get it up there on your second shot. And as I said, miss left. Let's hit some tee shots here. The 378-yard par 4 ninth hole at PB Dye Golf.
We'll be right back for some more at PBDI right after these short messages. We all know legal problems can be a challenge. Allow David Kinderman and the staff at Potomac Legal the opportunity to provide advice and guidance to ensure an excellent result. Whether it be a traffic issue like a DUI or other criminal matters, they can help. And you should really be prepared for the unexpected before it's too late. Check out their website to better understand your constitutional rights and what to do and not do when stopped by a police officer. They can also help you understand your rights and obtain maximum compensation if you've been injured due to the negligence of another. Call David Kinderman of Potomac Legal at 301-762-7900. That's 301-762-7900. Or you can visit them on the web at potomac.legal. That's POTOMAC.legal for aggressive representation. Barley and Hops is Maryland's first and only female-owned brewery, combining a unique mix of award-winning craft beer, amazing food, regular happy hour specials, and live local music. New owner Lori Keough brings together the perfect blending of a remarkable brewmaster and executive chef, making Barley and Hops a destination beyond compare. Brewmaster Eric Gleason not only won the Controller's Cup, formerly called the Governor's Cup in 2016, but he also won 20 additional medals, including 7 golds. Executive Chef Jake Howard brings together comfort food and pub fare with his own signature stylings in a beer-centric manner. Additionally, Barley and Hops features free live local music every Wednesday and Friday nights. Located on Urbana Pike just in front of Target, go to their website at barleyandhops.net and like their Facebook page or give them a call, 301-668-5555. Barley and Hops.
Now back to Chris Moore, the Frederick Golf Guy, online at golffrederickmd.com.
Tempo is everything, perfection unattainable. As the body coils now to the top of the swing, there's a slight hesitation, a little nod to the gods, striking the ball crisply. Such a pure feeling as the well-struck golf shot.
We're back. Let's rejoin our visit to PB Dye Golf Club.
Okay, Dwayne, we've skipped forward now to the 14th hole. It's 156-yard par 3. And while it's not the signature par 3 at this golf course, that would be 11, 14 is one of my favorite holes on the golf course. It's a little bit downhill, uphill, and it's a three-tiered green. So let me tell you, you really have to be precise with your shot.
I'm sure you're saying it's one of your favorite holes because actually it is one of the most beautiful par 3s in and around Frederick. But you and I both know when we've missed this green short or the pin's far back left, we can start to grumble a little bit when we hit this green. It's a two-tier green. It's one of the most unique greens out here at PB Dye. And I've learned the hard way, for some reason, you don't need an extra club. You think you do, and I've stepped on it and found myself into the woods in the back, which is a guaranteed bogey, if not a double bogey. So guys, if you can, trust your distance and the club in your hands, but you're going to have to make a solid contact.
And a lot of times when they put the pins here, especially if it's on one of the two lower levels, you're going to be it's going to really help you if you go a little bit past the pin.
Sure.
May kind of spin back down that hill, and this is the hole in one hole. This is what we all dream about. This, I think there's probably been more hole in ones on this hole than it did at PB Dye. We'll have to check that one out after the round.
Green helps you. Yep.
Let's hit some tee shots here. The 156-yard par 3, 14th hole at PB Dye Golf Club. Okay, Dwayne, we've skipped forward now to the 18th finishing hole. It's a 389-yard par 4, downhill, dogleg to the left, back up over some junk and water. What a difficult finishing hole here at PB Dye.
Yeah, a beautiful hole in the tee box, an even more beautiful hole when you're out in the fairway trying to bring your second shot in. And everything here is about putting that ball in the fairway so you have a shot with your second shot coming in to try to find this green, which is not the most not the easiest green to hit.
And you know, you can really, if you can get your ball down towards the bottom of there, you've got a 9-iron or a wedge in your hand. And I found that if you aim it a little bit right with a little bit of a draw on here, there's kind of a power slot on this hole where your ball will run all the way out down there. And I'll tell you, having a wedge in your hand on this hole is much easier than having a 6-iron from 165 out. I'll
big
tell
advantage.
You that.
And that left-hand water into this green comes up real quick. So you might want to aim a little bit further right than you think you have to, just to be safe.
Yeah, there's a big bailout area to the right of here, and I've also found that a lot of people will take a little extra club and go long on this hole.
Sure.
So then they're chipping into a very undulating green, which makes par a very good score here on 18.
Great finishing hole.
It's a great finishing hole, absolutely, Dwayne. Well, let's hit some tee shots here. It's the 389-yard par 4, 18th and finishing hole at PBDI Golf Club. Just finished up our round here at PBDI. I want to thank today's guest, John Lesage, General Manager here. John, tell our listeners how they can make a tee time at PBDI.
Two ways, Chris. You can just visit our website and book on the website. If you want to see our rates, you can see them on our website, and then call the shop at 3.
And that's PBDI.com or PBDIGolf.com.
That's exactly right.
PBDIGolf.com.
Yep, or you just call the main number at 301-607-GOLF and press 1.
And that's 301-607-4653. I know you've got some exciting new staff additions this year, John. Talk a little bit about some of your new people.
I do have I brought back my old protege pro from a course I was at, Justin Keith. He's a PGA professional. He is wonderful with kids, adults. He's been teaching about 1,200 lessons a year for the past 8 years. Wonderful, and the only reason he's that busy is that good. I also brought in one of his mentors, Steve Bozdosh. He's a top 100 instructor in the country with Golf Digest. Every year they vote on that for 17 straight years. He's been a top 100. And
17 straight years, top 100. God, love him.
Yeah, he is quite the guy. He's a great person, and I quite honestly think besides golf, people just like to be around him.
So you think if somebody is completely ready to give up, they come see Steve, top 100 teacher, he'll be able to turn them around?
I think if Steve can't do it, they might want to go consider
play
tennis.
Tennis.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
John, thanks a lot for being with us today.
We'll be back with This Week in Golf right after this. We all know legal problems can be a challenge. Allow David Kinderman and the staff at Potomac Legal the opportunity to provide advice and guidance to ensure an excellent result. Whether it be a traffic issue like a DUI or other criminal matters, they can help. And you should really be prepared for the unexpected before it's too late. Check out their website to better understand your constitutional rights and what to do and not do when stopped by a police officer. They can also help you understand your rights and obtain maximum compensation if you've been injured due to the negligence of another. Call David Kinderman of Potomac Legal at 301-762-7900. That's 301-762-7900. Or you can visit them on the web at potomac.legal. That's potomac.legal for aggressive representation. Barley and Hops is Maryland's first and only female-owned brewery, combining a unique mix of award-winning craft beer, amazing food, regular happy hour specials, and live local music. New owner Lori Keough brings together the perfect blending of a remarkable brewmaster and executive chef, making Barley and Hops a destination beyond compare. Brewmaster Eric Gleason not only won the Controller's Cup, formerly called the Governor's Cup in 2016, but he also won 20 additional medals, including 7 golds. Executive Chef Jake Howard brings together comfort food and pub fare with his own signature stylings in a beer-centric manner. Additionally, Barley and Hops features free live local music every Wednesday and Friday nights. Located on Urbana Pike just in front of Target, go to their website at barleyandhops.net and like their Facebook page, or give them a call, 301-668-5555. Barley and Hops.
Here at Barley and Hops with Flatfoot Sam Padel of the Educated Fools. Sam, who do we have at Barley and Hops this week?
Wednesday the 3rd, we have Illy Amy with their folk indie rock classics, and then on Friday, We have Automatic Slim, my good buddy, Dave Carrion, coming in here doing his blues and rock and roll and even a little bit of Santana for you.
Awesome. That's Wednesday 6 to 9, Friday 7 to 10 at Barley and Hops.
The PGA Tour in and of itself is really a grind. On any given week, just about everyone entered in the tournament has the true skill level to win. But for many, that final hurdle of taking it all the way is the most difficult to overcome. Last week at the Valero Texas Open, Kevin Chappell took that final step for his first victory in his 180th start. Chappell did it in style. He birdied from just over 8 feet on the 72nd hole, and it gave him a one-shot victory over Ryder Cup star Brooks Koepka. This followed last year when he had 4 second-place finishes, including the Players' Championship and a loss in a playoff at the Tour Championship. Ironically for Chappell, this all started 6 years ago at this very same Valero Texas Open, when a late bogey cost him a chance at a playoff. He had another second-place finish at Jack's Tournament in 2013, and following his 4 seconds last year, Chappell seemed to play with a real calm this time. He played his best on Sunday as he tried to make Sunday much more stress-free. He helped himself by hitting 10 fairways and 15 greens. He led the field in birdies for the week with 22, and 15 of those were inside 10 feet. This week at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, the Players delve into team play, rotating alternate shot and four ball in the 4 rounds. This is Chris Moore, and that's This Week in Golf. Well, Bob, really excited to be out to PBDI again. I'll tell you, they're really making a conscious effort to try to soften that golf course a little bit, just to make it more playable.
Well, I know you talked about this on Thursday when you stopped by and visited, because PBDI really is a tough course for a lot of people. I mean, and it is a course, but I mean, just like any other course, I mean, you're able to score on it, but if you make a mistake, you paid for it there.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest changes that they've made, they've tried to, they've taken some bunkers out, they've tried to slow the greens down just a little bit, and also the most important thing and change they make is they've growing the collar up around some of those greens that have those little areas of whatever you call it down below where you don't know, one of those shots where you don't know, do I chip this, do I putt this, how do I get this ball onto the green and get it near the hole. And I think there's a lot of reasons why they would want to do that, but I think the most important reason is pace of play. When somebody's getting their butt kicked, they take a lot longer. It's funny because a lot of the times the people who come in here from out of town over the last few years, after they played PBDI once and it really kicked their butt, they said, well, yeah, look, can you give me another course, Chris?
Yeah.
And I think what's going to happen is now I'm going to be putting more people back in there and say, hey, you got to try this again. It's softened up a little bit. It's no longer the 26th toughest course in America, but it's just a very picturesque, beautiful golf course. And kudos to John Lesage and his staff. They've done a great job of trying to make that happen.
Well, 180 starts, Chris. 180 starts without a win. Can talk about being frustrated.
I'll tell you, it's sort of, this is must be the year of the finally, as you might want to say. Sergio Garcia finally wins a major. And Kevin Chappell, who's been just a bright star in the American golf scene, finally has come up with a win.
You know, you were talking in your This Week in Golf. I mean, how many second place finishes did you have? Not that he's not a pauper. He's not he's not sleeping in his car or anything. But still, if you're a professional golfer and this is how you make your living, and the standard is winning a couple tournaments after 180 starts, that's got to be really tough. You're all of a sudden you're labeled the journeyman.
And Sunday is when it's a whole different type of pressure on the PGA Tour. And let's give Chappell credit. He was in the lead, and he was in the final group, and he was tied for the lead going into 18. And 18 at the course last week in Texas was a par 5 and laid it up to about, I think it was about 80-some-odd yards, and put it about 8 feet and sank the putt. Well, a golf league is continuing every week. We are playing on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you have some interest in playing with us, we usually tee off about 2:30 in the afternoon, get 18 in every week. Send an email to chris@golffrederickmd.com, and I'll be glad to give you some more information.
We also, on Thursday, as a part of that, Bob, we have our Play Around with Bob Miller and the Golf Guy. If you go to WFMD.com, you can register for that. We have a charity tournament focus here on the Frederick Golf Guy. If you have a tournament and you want me to talk about it on the air, send an email to Chris@GolfFrederickMD.com. Well, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank our sponsors, Barley and Hops and Potomac Legal. I also want to thank Dwayne Withers for his help on the course and the WFMD morning man, Bob Miller. Join us next week as we visit the courses in Frederick County and beyond. Have a great day on the course.